From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States promises to take in more refugees. The United States on Wednesday pledged to accept more refugees from all over the world, including Syria. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
He did propose increasing the number of refugees that will be accepted by the United States through the refugee resettlement program in the next fiscal year. And I'm talking total now. I'm not just talking about from Syria.
Mr. Kirby reflecting on the comments made by Secretary of State John Kerry to lawmakers Wednesday. Meanwhile, the European Commission's chief, Jean-Claude Juncker, has outlined a mandatory two-year country-by-country quota plan.
Nearly 500,000 people have made their way to Europe. The vast majority of them are fleeing from Syria, the terror of the Islamic State in Libya, or dictatorship in Eritrea. The numbers are impressive. It is the time for bold, determined, concerted action.
His proposal expected to be discussed at an emergency EU meeting Monday in Brussels. Nigeria's army raised the country's flag over the recaptured border town of Gamboro in Gala. Military spokesman Colonel Sani Kakasheka Usman told VOA the ceremony against Boko Haram a joyous occasion.
Today is very, very significant, not only to the Nigerian military, but to the Nigerian people and the peace-loving people all over the world, because we are able to restore the dignity and the territorial integrity of our dear country, Nigeria, by hoisting the flag, first by capturing it from the clutches of Boko Haram terrorists, and now we are taking full control of the town and hoisted our flag.
Meanwhile, the army says it's released nearly 130 detainees suspected of being Boko Haram militants. This